This is Senator Al Simpson. Have those nutty junk bonds and leverage buyouts of the 80s left us a bankruptcy boom for the 90s? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, 6 of the 10 biggest bankruptcies ever to happen in our country have come up in the last 18 months. Companies that have more assets than some struggling third world nations are filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy and seeking legal protection from their anguished creditors. Between the junk bond financing and the cost of fighting off the sharks and the leveraged buyout, many companies find it cheaper to pay the attorney's fees than cough up the interest they owe on their thinly structured debt. Ted, the road to hell is paved with the gold of good intentions, but when the mere cooling off of a hot economy can plummet a company off the edge of a cliff, I think it's high time for Wall Street to take a very serious look at the way it tosses the bucks around, and for Congress to rethink whether we have made bankruptcy too easy.
Right on, Al. The nation's creaky and outdated bankruptcy laws are being abused and misused by unscrupulous giant corporations that find themselves in financial trouble. Bankruptcy used to mean a company was going bust. Now it means a company is going to bust a union. The problem is Chapter 11, the sweetheart section of the bankruptcy law. It's turned into an offensive weapon by management instead of the protective shield it's supposed to be for creditors and workers. Frank Lorenzo used it twice in the 1980s. Once to break the union at Continental Airlines, and the second time to break the union at Eastern Airlines. Now, the Greyhound Bus Company is arrogantly using Chapter 11 the same way, to get rid of a union it doesn't want. Those renegade tactics are wrong, Al, and Congress ought to stop them. Bankruptcy should be a last resort for business, not a slick maneuver in a corporate raider's bag of tricks. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on flag burning. Don't do it. Al Simpson might be wrapped inside. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.